On this week's Music Review, I'm joined in the studio by the music supervisor and founder of Catalyst TV, Rebecca Grierson, to talk me through the releases that have her toe-tapping this month. Rebecca, welcome to the programme.
Hello.
Nice to have you back in here, because we got some expert advice from you last time. We locked horns across the microphones of Studio 2. Nice to have you back. I love all your choices. Should we kick straight off with Gabriel Garzon Manzano? He's an interesting American musician. Interesting heritage. Good name.
Great name. Power name.
I don't know where, you know, in the days of record shops, I would have struggled to probably find it through the CDs to find him. So talk us through a little bit about him, and then we'll play a bit of a track.
Yeah, he's quite a new artist to me, although he has been around and has a few previous releases. Yeah. He basically ended up kind of really blowing up thanks to Drake, who sampled him on a track called 6-8. I think that kind of was a huge help for him to kind of bring him to a wider audience. So yeah, he seems to be really like picking up steam now. He's doing a gig at the Jazz Cafe next month on the 22nd. So I'm going to go and check out his setup there. But yeah, he's kind of, I like his sound. It's very much like kind of flex of D'Angelo, Bilal, Prince in places, and kind of Anderson .Paak, that kind of lovely neo soul feeling to it. So it's a really good eclectic album. He's quite pro-feminist in his lyrics. He's a huge supporter of women who have helped him through his career. So he's just got a very good positive message.
Our hats are doff to Gabriel Garzon Manzano. Let's have a little cut. This is from his LP called Jardin, and this is The Game. Okay, that is The Game from Gabriel Garzon Manzano. It's from an LP called Jardin, which is coming out or out now?
Can we sample Friday. The
whole delights of Gabriel's oeuvre?
Available now, yeah.
That's good stuff. That kind of reminds me of Jamie Wooney type of thing as well.
Yeah,
it's got that kind of, it's got blue-eyed soul as well as proper soul in there as well, right?
It's good stuff. Yeah.
Stone Soul Records as well, releasing that releasing his album, Always Dependable. One of those ones, presumably as a music supervisor, you kind of go, ah, I see. It's got a bit of a hallmark of quality or something vibey, something interesting about it, right?
I'm always quick to open the mail outs from Stone's Throw.
Yeah.
Do you know it's going to be good and gold, and they're just so good at discovering new artists and just slightly different sound. Like, it's never middle of the road. Like, they're just a really creative label. I love that output, and it's varied. It's never disappointed.
We like it.
Yeah.
We're catching up with Stone's Throw. It's nice to bring them back into the fold.
Exactly.
All right, Rebecca. So your next choice is Ariel Pink and Wise Blood. Shall we play a bit of this and then we'll talk off the back of it? It's the new single from that temporary team up, I suppose. This is called Tears on Fire. The joke was from the heart. I'm just high, not a liar. It's really all my fault. I choked up with desire. Say again. Getting well operatic.
I know.
In parts. Wise Blood teaming up with Ariel Pink there. That's called Tears on Fire, and it's some Myths 002.
Yeah, EP. Follow up to 001.
Yeah,
yeah.
Always good.
Yeah.
Well, they're doing something, right?
Exactly.
Even just with the numerical cataloguing of their EPs.
Could be a series on the way.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I'm familiar with both of these people. It's nice to sort of hear them teaming up. How do we know much about this? How they came to kind of make this EP or this series of EPs together?
A limited amount, but I know they're on the same label, so I'd imagine there's
it's a marriage of convenience.
They probably know it. Yeah. I'm not quite sure. Yeah. How they go back, but
they met in the waiting room.
Yeah, maybe just. Okay.
It's good stuff. It's nice to actually hear Ariel Pink, and having listened to the rest of that EP, his kind of his weirder proclivities being reined in a bit by having such a wonderful vocalist as Waze Blood and songwriter as Waze Blood, I guess. How does it sound to you?
Do you think it's less left field than his less usual
of.
Sound?
Like, well, it's an album I kind of wish there was more of rather than less of.
You could actually never say he's commercial, but I think for him, he's never tamed his sound. Yeah. Like, he always does something unexpected. Like, I didn't expect that track to suddenly go there with that big vocal sample drop. Like, it always kind of throws out a surprise. He's so good at doing that. Like, he's always got quite interesting ideas. So I just I think he's a bit of an unsung hero, really.
Yeah.
So I'd love to see his profile raise and him to kind of get a bigger audience.
And he's sort of he's one of those people that's on the fringes of a lot of different movements. And I think he inspires a lot of people that maybe round the rough edges of stuff that they maybe have ripped off him and head off into the stratosphere. I think he kind of sticks to his guns, to his own, maybe possibly not to his own benefit, but when we hear records like that, it's all forgiven, isn't it, I suppose?
Exactly, yeah. I think he has integrity with what he's doing. I just hope he gets the credit he really deserves, and maybe hopefully he'll do more live shows and kind of gather a bigger audience. But I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of his work.
And he teams up with quite a lot of people. One of the records at the end of last year that I liked was Drug Dealer, and he's on that album as well. And again, kind of it's nice to hear him being unabashedly tuneful rather than heading off into the weirdness, I suppose.
Yeah, I quite like a mix of both of his work, because it's like, he's good at doing weird, he does it well.
Yeah.
But also, it's quite interesting to hear him in a kind of more mainstream
light. Battening down the hatches a bit.
Taming Ariel Pink.
Yeah, exactly. What would that be?
Well, probably like some of the tracks on this EP, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think the second track, I can't remember what it's called, is a little bit softer.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's nice stuff. And Waze Blood, fantastically talented, probably having a moment now as well. And I think there's a new LP just come out as well.
Yeah, there's some new material. Yeah, on the way.
Some new material. I like that. Playing her cards close to her chest, Rebecca Grierson there. Okay, nice stuff. We're going to switch up a little bit, Rebecca. We're going to speak about an artist on Deutsche Grammophon. We don't often do here on the Arts Review, on the Music Review. This is Max Richter. Let's hear a sample. This is Modular Astronomy from him. That was Max Richter with Modular Astronomy, and that's from a ballet called Wolfworks, which he worked with the choreographer Wayne McGregor. That's quite beautiful. That's quite beautiful.
Oh, it's just
stuff
stunning.
On its own,
it's mind-blowing.
And I can imagine that being wonderful, kind of dance to, perform to, right?
Yeah.
Max Richter, our listeners will probably be aware of his name, but he does that rare and difficult thing of straddling the classical world with the avant pop world, with whatever you might call it. Are these genres helpful for you as a music supervisor?
Extremely, yeah. It's my go-to when we need guide tracks. It's brilliant, that whole movement. We do represent composers on the roster who write in a similar way. It's always such a great reference point, though, because people just recognise his work. He has a huge following and recognition, deservedly so. Just everything he does is just like gold. Like the Sleep album, like still listening to that. It's incredible. Yeah. 8 hours of amazing music that he researched and produced just for design for Sleep. He's very inventive. He's a real leader in his field. And this project's just another good example. I mean, he's just really skilled at writing for screen, theatre, dance. He's always got great kind of conceptual writing. And I think this piece especially, I haven't seen the ballet yet, but I'm about to go and see it. But the excerpts I've seen, it's just really, really kind of amazing forward-thinking writing. And this spans across, I think, three of Virginia Woolf's.
Kicking off with our friend Gabriel Garzon Montano.
Yeah,
we're ending on a bit of a feminist vibe here with Woolf. This is all about the life and work of Virginia Woolf.
Exactly.
Especially the work, I think, of Virginia Woolf. We're starting and we're finishing strong. We listen there to Max Richter. Modular Astronomy is from the forthcoming Wolfworks, which has been put together by him and Wayne McGregor. In the middle, we had Ariel Pink and Wise Blood. Their EP is called Myths 002. Trips off the tongue. And Gabriel Garzon Montano, of course, hotly tipped by Rebecca Grierson. His LP, Jardin, is out now, and we heard from it, The Game. Rebecca, thank you so much for spreading your wit and wisdom on today's music review. That is it. My producer was Holly Fisher. Join us again at the same time tomorrow for our podcast review. But for the time being, I've been Robert Bound, and thank you very much for tuning in.